Romans 7. Amen.
Yes.
Good to see Brother Shank back.
Amen.
Good to see everybody's here. Lord's good, ain't he?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can I boast on him a minute?
Yes.
He's good to me. Amen. I thank God for his goodness. He's wonderful.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Todd, sometimes I think we get a little distracted looking at all the things in the world around us, and we forget just to praise him. He's bigger than all of it.
Yes, he is.
I got problems just like you do. I'd like to report to you this morning, it's all right. I ain't got it that bad. I got it pretty good, buddy.
Yes.
I got him, and that's all that matters. Best part is, I pull out of here one day, Brother Justin, I'm going to still have him. And I'm going to have him even more full. I'm going to have the fullness of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Keith, would you pray for us and ask the Lord to bless his word?
Father in heaven, Lord, bless you for this day. Bless you for your kindness, your goodness, for your mercies, Lord, it's renewed every day.
Oh, yes.
Lord, Lord, would you be with us this morning, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for mercy and complaining.
Lord, for the rest, please.
For the joy and the peace of and peace with God. Lord, the fullness and the completeness that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I pray you help Brother Dan this morning, God. Help him in the Word of God. Bring forth, God, your message, what you have for this day. Help our hearts, Lord, that we be ready, God, and will and hope and receive the voice of God this morning and this day. God, accomplish your will. God, help us,
Lord,
God,
please
give us liberty to worship you. Most of all, give glory to you.
Yes, yes.
We do it well. Thank you,
in
Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Let's start verse 7. I think Brother Chris did read that last week, but I'm just going to read there down through a few verses and say what the Lord showed us. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin. But by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. We'll stop there. Verse 7 asks a question. It says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Surely not. Paul said, God forbid. Law's not sin. The law teaches us what sin is. The law is the very, trying to find the word, it's the very image or essence of the character of God. Amen? The law shows us what is against God and His holiness. Amen. Now we know there's a ceremonial law. We know there was the moral law. Amen. Ceremonial law was a picture of things to come. Amen. All those things they did, the sacrifices, everything they did was a picture of the work of Christ when He was to come the first time to redeem me and you, sinful mankind, unto the Father. Amen. That's what it was. And it's good. That's a good thing. I mean, that's right and holy. And good thing God sent His Son to do that, Brother Keith, because I sure could not do that for myself. I would not qualify as a sacrifice for myself, much less anybody else. And you wouldn't either. And no other human beings ever walked face this earth other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who, of course, is God and man. Amen. So the question is it sin? No. So Paul said, God forbid. So the law's good. Thank God for the law. Amen. I mean, that verse, that next verse, well, the same verse, Paul said he wouldn't even have known sin. Not been for the law. Amen. You know, Brother Keith, I know there's a lot of people nowadays that they say that all preaching ought to be positive. And I do think you ought to edify people. I think you ought to especially edify the church. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, when you're preaching the gospel to sinners, you've got to preach the law. There, I mean, I know that's negative. I know, well, I don't want to hear that. No, they've got to hear it. That's what the Holy Ghost takes to use to reveal to a sinner their condition before God. So they will understand their need of salvation. Now, I ain't saying you ought to hammer that all the time and just preach that and nothing else. You got to come behind that with the honey. Amen. You got to say, but God. Amen. There's a but God you could put on that. We know that's in Scripture. You could put that in your conversation. The law teaches us what we are. We're corrupt. We're wicked. We're vile. That's the state we were born in. We were born with a nature that's inclined towards sin. And we could not get to God. We could not please God. Had no desire for God. Amen. And that's what the law shows us. That we fall short of the perfection and the holiness of God. God requires holiness. Amen. To be in His presence. Is that not what it says?
Yes.
Does not the Scripture instruct us to be ye holy because I am holy?
Yes.
God talking to us. And we know when someone gets born again, they do desire in their heart now to live for God. Yes. And to want to be pleased. They want to be pleasing unto the Father.
Yes.
They want to please the Savior because they'll have a love there.
Yes.
But the law's good. There's nothing wrong with the law. But the law can't save sinners.
Right.
The law is limited.
Right.
It'll take grace to save a sinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. It'll take the mercy of God to save a sinner. The law can only take us so far.
Right.
It can only take us to the point where we realize our condition and our need.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it does a good job of it. But that's as far as the law can go. As a preacher and even just as a Christian witnessing to people, and I just thought about this just now, but I think it's right, Brother Hyde. We're sort of like the law. We're limited.
Right.
We talk to sinners. We can tell them the truth. We can give them the gospel. As a man of God, I can preach the gospel. We can pray for them. We can love them. But that's as far as we can go.
Yeah.
We can't save them. We're like the law. It'll take God. Salvation's of God.
Amen.
And of God only. Amen. And if you read this whole chapter, really this whole chapter, me and Brother Hyde was talking about this on the phone the other day. It keeps repeating a lot of the same principles and keep using different examples to keep making the same point. And a lot of the point of or purpose of this chapter is to show the contrast there of how we struggle with sin. That struggle with sin. And I don't care if you're a believer or a non-believer. You have problems with sin.
Sure.
We struggle with sin as a child of God still. Thank God we don't sin like we used to, but we're not sinless. We're not perfect yet. Sinner is under the bounds and the control. They're under the dominion of sin. They cannot help themselves. Amen. And it says here, it says, but sin taking occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. And I thought about this, and I read a few commentaries, and I prayed about this. I really think what this is saying in great part is it goes back to our natural nature. Amen? Sin in a sense, think of it this way. Sin, in a sense, is not alive in a sinner. They know the law. They know it says what's right and what's wrong, but it don't mean nothing to them. It don't affect them to the point that it moves them to action toward God. Amen? Not until the commandment comes. Amen. When the Holy Ghost takes it, amen, and touches your heart with that, amen, things start turning and things start working in your heart, amen, and you start seeing yourself for what you really are. Amen. Other than that, a sinner is very much inclined to make excuses for their sin. Oh, it ain't that bad. And, oh, it's all right if I don't get caught. Let me give you a good example I bet just about every one of you in here can relate to. Imagine you riding down the road driving. You going down that old country road. Amen.
Yeah.
Speed limit sign says 45. That's the law. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know what the law is. Don't mean nothing to you, though. It does, because you're going down through there about 55. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Oh, they don't see me. I'm all right. Oh, it ain't that big a deal. Till you hear that siren, buddy, and you see them lights in the rearview mirror. Uh-huh. Then the commandment comes. Your attitude changes. And most people in that situation is either going to get rebellious in their heart when that man walks up to the window, or they're going to get humble. One or the other. Is that right? That's the way an old sinner is when the commandment comes by way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he gets a hold of that old sinner's heart and makes the law real in him. Amen. He's either going to get rebellious. Amen. And he's going to reject it, or he's going to get real humble. Is that right? Amen. But we struggle with this thing, sin. Amen. That's a sinner. Even a child of God, we have problems with sin. Amen. You might as well nod your head because it's true. I do, you do, we know it's right. I ain't saying you're wicked and ungodly or none of that, but we have a problem with sin. Amen. I mean, Paul talked about those things. He said, even things I don't want to do, he says, I do them. And it mystified him. I mean, it frustrated him, no doubt. Remember Brother Hobbs talking about this the other day? I do it. You say, did you do it because you want to? Yeah. And then 5 seconds after I've done it, they're like, you idiot, what'd you do that for?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about I went and robbed a liquor store or nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but we know things that don't please God is sin.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking about a thought you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm guilty. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to tell you what, one of my worst problems still, I'm better than I used to be, but I still got a problem. I need God's help. I'm critical sometimes. I tend to get critical. I tend to get rough on stuff. Amen. Brother Hyde picking on me in jail up right here a couple weeks ago told me, said, old judgment preacher. Sometimes, though, Brother Shank, as a preacher, we need to show compassion.
Amen.
There ain't nothing wrong with preaching the law.
Right.
Is that right? But we got to preach the compassion of Christ as well. Amen. Sometimes we got to have compassion in our own heart for people, realizing that I ain't no better than they are in the flesh.
That's right.
And that could be me. I don't care what they've done. I don't care how bad or vile it is. That could have been me.
That's
right. Not been for the Holy Ghost restraining me, being so good to me. That could have been me.
Right.
I could have been sitting up there at the jailhouse guilty of some God-awful something. Y'all be reading about me in the paper saying, boy, we need to take him out back, shoot him, burn him. That could have been me. I've said it before. I know I say it a lot, but it's the truth. I mean, if it wasn't for the goodness of God and restraining the Holy Ghost on us, restraining sin, I mean, especially before we were saved, I mean, we could have got so bad, we'd have made Hitler look like a choir boy. You say, oh, no, not me. Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
We struggle with sin. And even after being born again, we still struggle. Amen. Even though I have the Holy Ghost, Brother James, even though I have the help of God and the goodness of God, I guess I just say it this way, I still have my moments. And then I question myself and have to crawl off somewhere in tears and shame, tell God how sorry I am, and just shake my head and think, why in the world would you even think that or do that? Knowing it ain't right, but we do it. We do it. The good news is this. Let me encourage you. It's under the blood.
Yes.
Now, as a child of God, you sin, he's going to chasten you if you don't get that thing right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what. He ain't going to forsake you. ain't going to kick you back in the pit. You ain't losing your salvation.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You can go down there and tell the free will, Baptist. I said that'd be all right.
Amen.
You ain't going to lose your salvation.
No, sir.
Amen. But you will. You'll be judged here for that. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
I told Brother Hyatt this the other day, just talking about this passage, and I was thinking about what I'd say this morning. I thought about it this morning. I got home. Sometimes I just wonder. We know God's in control. Would everybody in here agree with that? God's a sovereign God. He's in control. He can do anything He wants to do. Sometimes He doesn't allow things. Sometimes He lets me walk my dumb self right out there to the edge of the limb, Brother Shane. And I'm convinced after all these years, I think I've learned and come to understand it. I'm convinced it's because God lets me do that He might teach me something. There's a greater purpose in it. It ain't because God gets no pleasure out of me sinning. He don't get no pleasure out of that. But sometimes God will say, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, big boy. Mm-hmm. We've all in here pretty much raised children or are raising children. Now, you ever done that with your kids? Go ahead, big boy. You won't listen. You won't take advice. You won't take direction. Go ahead. Learn the hard way.
Amen.
Has anybody ever done that? I mean, when they get up there about 18, sometimes that's about the only choice you got if you just really won't be honest. Either that or say, get out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm glad God ain't never kicked me out of the house.
Right.
But sometimes I do believe God says, go ahead. It won't take you long. You'll figure out where you belong. Amen. You know something that amazes me, Brother Keith? Even as much as the flesh is attracted to and enjoys sin, when it brings hardship and pain, the flesh don't even enjoy that.
No.
Amen.
Right.
The flesh likes sin.
Yeah.
They don't like the results of it.
Amen.
They don't like what it brings. Flesh don't even like that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. But we struggle with these things, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
He says, for I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Alive once. I thought about that. And I wondered. And I thought about several different things. And I was wondering, Brother Todd, just to be honest, I mean, I asked the Lord several times. I said, Lord, show me really exactly what that's saying. And I'm not 100% sure that what I'm going to say is exactly what this is saying, but I know what it sounds like. Just now, you consider what I just said. Lost person, they know the law, but it don't affect them. It don't affect them until the commandment comes in power. We agreed on that, right? So in a sense, they're sort of alive. They think they're alive in the flesh. Amen. In sin, enjoying it. Okay? But when that commandment comes, they die. To sell. Sounds a little bit like conviction on a sinner. Now, I don't know 100% that's what's right. If I'm wrong, Brother Hyde, he can gladly get up here after I'm correcting me. But it sounds a lot like conviction.
Yes.
It really does to me. What do you think?
Yes.
I mean, you just, sinners just go prancing through life, Brother Keith. They know the law. They know they shouldn't be doing things they're doing, but don't mean nothing to them. It don't move them. And they just living it up. They think they're alive. Amen. But buddy, when that commandment comes. Amen. We've heard Brother Keith many times down through years testify sitting in that funeral. And Brother Keith probably thought he's pretty much all right. He's raised in the Methodist church. He taught right and wrong. He probably thought he's okay. But, buddy, when that commandment comes in power, changed your vision of yourself, didn't it, Brother Keith? Is that right? Brother Todd, then to you? Me, did me. Did me. I thought I ain't all that bad. A lot of people in this world worse than I am. A lot of people in worse sin than I am. But I ain't that bad. But, when that commandment came in authority, Brother Hyatt, and the law got real. And God revealed to me and let me see how I stacked up compared to Him. Amen. I saw myself exceedingly sinful. Paul talks about that in this chapter. When sin becomes exceedingly sinful. Sounds a lot like conviction. Can I say this? Did you know a child of God can fall under conviction? Not conviction of need to be saved, but when you ain't right with God and you done got in the ditch. I don't like to use the word backslid, but I know some people use that. I mean, if that's the word comes to your mind, I guess that's all right. You understand what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And God will convict you
right.
If you're not right with Him. If He doesn't, you're not His.
Right.
Is that what Hebrews 12 says?
Yes.
The Lord never said we wouldn't struggle with this problem of sin. Is that right?
That's right.
He just said you have grace. Now let me give you the good news. I do believe the Word of God teaches that we do have access to the power to walk in victory over sin.
Yes.
Why we don't all the time? Good question. Flesh, I guess. It's flesh. Maybe that ain't a good answer, but I know it's right.
Yeah.
Flesh. It's no excuse. That would never fly before the judgment seat. Well, Father, I'm sorry, it's just flesh. That ain't gonna work at the judgment seat. But we do have the power available to us to walk in victory over sin. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's available to us.
Yes.
Just comes down to, as our brother Hyde said many times preaching, I mean, preaching about being close to God. How close do you want to be? Because that's about as close as you're going to get. You don't want to be all that close, you probably ain't going to get no closer. Amen? Let me say this. Fellowship with the Father has a whole lot to do with you. You can't save yourself. But you are responsible for a lot of things that will improve your fellowship. You're going to have to do it. God ain't going to do it for you. He'll help you. He gives you the desires in your heart to make it easier. Certainly easier than you say if you lost. But there are some things you're just going to have to want to do it. And sometimes flesh don't want to.
Right.
Sometimes, I give them the mornings, Brother Dennis, I'm like you. I have some little health problems here and there. I'm not complaining. Sometimes I get in the morning. It's hard to sit there and read my Bible right away. Something's hurting or I don't feel good. It's hard to concentrate. You say, do you always read the Bible? Try to. I'll be honest with you. Some mornings I don't right away. I let that defeat me, Brother Tom. Need help. You say, well, what should you do? Plow through it? Maybe. Who knows? You might get to reading. God might just give you a little touch and help you feel better. I don't know. But I know this. You'll be as close to God as you want to be. And I do believe the closer you'll get to God, the less you'll sin.
Right.
We're still talking about the problem of sin. Sin's a powerful thing. Can I just say this? Don't take sin for granted. Sin's strong. There's a pull on our flesh from this world. Certain sins especially.
Yep.
Amen. You ladies, I guess that's something you sit there and think on yourself. As a man, I know. Is that right? There are certain things that pull strong on a man's flesh. It's not right. I know one thing pulls strong on everybody's flesh, and that's pride. God hates proud look. That's just as much sin as anything else. Is that right? But as I look through the Bible and see the children of God, the people of God down through the years, I see everybody struggle with this problem just like I do. Noah got drunk. Did he not?
He did.
But was Noah a man of faith? Sure he was. Look at Lot. The Bible tells us he was a just man. He was a believer. But he exposed himself to sin in the world where it was around him all the time, and you cannot do that without it having an effect on you. We can look at Lot and learn that. Is that right? It will destroy you. I'm talking about as a child of God. It will destroy you if you give time to it. We have to be careful. Look at David. Adultery, murder. But yet he was a man after God's own heart. Explain that. Other than just the mercy and the grace of God is huge. I mean, it's you can't measure it. That's the only way I can explain that. Because you know that didn't please God. Look at all of them through. Look at Samson. Look at Peter. See, as we look through this Bible, a lot of times I think we think of these people as being, I mean, of course they were saints. But I think sometimes we get in our head, we start thinking about how God used them in such mighty ways, and sometimes we forget. They just like I am. They just like me, Brother Todd. Is that right?
Sure.
They fought this same struggle and battle with sin. Mm-hmm. Sure they did. I mean, is that right, Brother Key? Stay close to God. Pray. I believe prayer is one of the best things we can do. Many, many times when my mind, I'm like Brother Hyatt, a lot of times my mind's my own worst enemy. That's where I, at my age now, at this point in life, my mind is my greatest battlefield with sin. It ain't always what I say or what I do, but sometimes it's things I think. Things that only me and God knows. Things that's just not right. Is that right? But I've learned that as soon as that starts getting in my mind, Brother Dennis, if I just stop and pray, just pray a while. You get through praying, usually just about all the time, God helps me. And then I feel better. It gets my mind clear of that mess. And I get my mind on God and on the things of God.
Yes.
Amen. Like I said, I have a real battle being critical. I mean, I see things in the news, and oh man, if you'd be in my apartment and see me sometimes, ain't nobody around me and God. Oh, bless God, every old, I can take them out and crucify them. No, somebody needs to get to them with the gospel.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
We struggle with this sin, and it is a problem. It's a universal problem. Matters not if you're saved or lost. It just manifests in different ways. Verse 12, one more time. Wherefore the law is holy.
Yes.
And the commandment holy. And just and good. Amen. The law is to be respected. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
The law is to be obeyed. Is that right? Law's also to be our teacher. You want to know how to please God? Is that right? A lot of things people I think does try to please God, I really don't think God gives two cents about. I think God wants people to be humble.
Yes, sir.
I think He wants them to love one another.
Yes.
He wants us to love one another as He's loved us. Thank God cares about that.
Yes, sir.
I really do. Thank God wants to see unity in the church.
Yes,
sir. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank God wants us to honor and respect and to cling to the truth of the Word of God. I don't think God's ever pleased with compromise.
Nope.
If this book says it, it's right. I'm just like you. I always do what the book says. No, I need help.
Yes, sir.
But what that book says is right. It's right. Don't do no good to me. Say, well, I think that'd be a pretty good idea. Let's do that. Well, what does the book say? I ain't gonna name no list, because like I said, I didn't talk about being critical and I don't want to be guilty. But I'm just saying, food for thought. In our own personal life. Oh, I'll do this. I bet God'll be happy with that. Will He? Will it glorify God? I was thinking about this the other day. That is the ultimate question. You want to do what pleases God and make sure what you're doing pleases God? Here's the question you need to ask. Will it glorify Him? If it glorifies you, it don't please God. If it glorifies the world, if it glorifies your grandkids, your kids, any of that. That's one reason I felt like I told the Lord this morning, I got here this morning before it started, I just wanted to just boast in Him for a minute.
Yes, sir.
He's everything.
Yes,
sir. I love y'all. I really do. But He's number one in my heart.
Sure.
Amen?
That's right.
I love my family, my natural family, with all my heart. But they take a back seat to God. Is that a knock on them? No. That's just prioritizing things. He should be first. Amen. And it is sin not to put Him first. Is that what the Word of God says? You look at what God's done for us. How could we not want to live for Him? We're never going to get even. We're never going to make it up. We're never going to pay God off for what He's done. That's foolish thought. But God will help us with this problem of struggling with sin. We're going to struggle with it until we get out of here. Would you agree with that? Thank God, brother, this one of these days I'm pulling out of here and I'm getting that glorified body. And I've said it before, I don't want to hurt, be sick, none of that no more, just like anybody else that testifies in here. And I'm not criticizing that. But the greatest thing in my heart about getting that glorified body is I will never sin again. I'll be able to serve and worship Him perfectly. I'll never have to bow my head and say, God, I'm sorry. Not ever again, Brother Todd. Never. Oh, man. Boy, I'm going to love the fact I ain't going to be hurting or sick or none of that. And I do. I love that. Amen. But sin be gone. Gone. Guess what, brother? This where we going, it ain't going to be just me and you. Ain't going to be no sin. Ain't going to be no sin there at all. My little mind, I can't hardly imagine that. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm sure looking forward to it. Amen. If I could say anything else, just try to encourage you. Just hold on to Him. He'll give you victory. Amen. And when we fail and fall down, His mercy is plentiful and sufficient. And He does love us. Amen. And He will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness if we'll confess it and forsake it. Amen. That's the key. Amen. But just think on Him. How good He is. I like what Spurgeon said. Somebody come up to Brother Spurgeon one time. He says, does it surprise you that more people don't get born again? And Spurgeon looked at the man and said, no, it surprises me that anybody does. He said, because don't none of us deserve it. Wasn't for the mercy of God, wouldn't nobody get born again. We'd all perish. Thank God for the mercy of God. Amen. Brother Todd, if you pray.
Our Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege, Lord, being in the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
Family of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your good word. We thank you, Lord, for the help you give us, Lord. Now, we look forward, Lord, to the preaching hour. I pray that you help the man of God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the word, Lord, that we stand in need of, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in Christ's name. Amen.